Okay, everyone has fears. Everyone has things that they're afraid of. And as we've talked about on this podcast before, fears are just simply false expectations appearing real. But in today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast, we're going to be talking with the great Dane Christensen and talking about specifically some of his fears that he has as a 20-year-old wanting to embrace the future. How are you doing today, Dane?
Super good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. It's great to be with you. You know, and I appreciate you hopping on because, Dane, you're a driven individual. You want to be successful, but like many individuals in their 20s, there are certain fears that you have that you're like, okay, I'm not really sure how this is gonna turn out, but you're approaching the future with confidence. But let's talk for a moment about some of those fears that you have. And I know there's a lot of different fears that people have, but you and I've talked about three specific fears that you have that I don't think are as isolated to you. I think there's a lot of people with those fears. So share with us one of those top fears that you might have.
Yeah, for sure. The first thing that we've kind of talked about is just finding a meaningful career that I can be comfortable in my life. I think, you know, 20s, early 20s, even into late 20s and 30s, people are trying to figure out where they want to be in their life and what, you know, is going to help them to be successful, provide for themselves, provide for family, and, you know, really just figure some of those things out. So that's just kind of my first thing. I think there's so many different, you know, paths to take and so many different opportunities, and you know, you really just have to figure out what's best for you. And so, yeah, I'm just something that's been on my mind, something that I don't want to get wrong.
Right. And you chose a specific word here. You said meaningful. Okay. You want a meaningful career. And I don't think you're alone in that. There's a lot of people your age that are saying that same thing. Tell me when you think a meaningful career, what is that?
Yeah, for sure. I think, when I think of meaningful, I think of something that's going to impact people, right? Something that's going to, they'll be able to look at me and say, oh, you know, dang, he's helped me in my life get to where I am now. Something that's going to put people on a direction to be successful in their lives. And I think too, something that I enjoy doing. I think so many people, you know, go to their 9-to-5 jobs and they just sit at their desk all day, putting the numbers into a spreadsheet. And they just want to come home and you know, they hate it. And that is not what I want to do. I want to do something that can help people and something that I enjoy, that I look forward to in the morning when I wake up to go to work.
Well, and I love that you said something that I enjoy, something I look forward to. You know, so many people live in a life where they're just kind of going through the motions. And I appreciate the fact that here you are at the beginning, early 20s, saying to yourself, okay, I want it to be meaningful, but I also want to look forward to this. And I want to enjoy what I'm doing and not just get caught up in a trap of just doing what I have to do. So what are some of the things, real quickly, what are some of the things that you've done to combat that fear a little bit? I know you reach out to people, you try and seek guidance from others.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the biggest thing. I think a lot of people, especially my age and even, you know, in high school, people have their mindset on this one thing that they want to do. Like, I'm going to be a dentist, or I'm going to be an accountant, or I'm going to be an engineer, which I think is great. I think it's great to have a goal of where you want to be, something that you want to do. But something that I've tried to do for myself, especially, you know, seeing as I don't necessarily have that one thing that I have decided that I want to focus on, but it's just to keep my options open. I think, you know, so many times people get this tunnel vision of, you know, where they want to be, the steps that they have to take, and then they don't look out to see their other opportunities. But I think that's huge, is, you know, just looking out, building connections with people, seeing who can help you and what different fields of your life. And, you know, not just running with one thing, but kind of keeping your options open and seeing what other opportunities present themselves.
Okay, so you say building connections with people. Dane, what's given you the confidence to just reach out and build connections with people? Because you're very good at it, but you'll reach out to successful people that are 10, 20, 30 years older than you, and you'll reach out to them and say, and just start connecting with them. What gives you the confidence to do that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think a lot of times it's kind of misleading because, you know, I feel like, especially growing up, I didn't view myself as someone that was very confident. But one time I heard this, you know, phrase called the 10 seconds of confidence, right? Where if you are going, you have to talk to stranger at the store, even, you know, you're calling a girl up for a date. As long as you have 10 seconds of confidence, you say, okay, you know, I can do this. This is going to be great. You get yourself into the conversation, you get yourself talking to this person, and then now that you already have in your mind that it's going to be okay, that you can do it, then that just kind of takes you along that path. And so I think a lot of times, right, we look at someone and we're like, oh, that's a confident person, but maybe they just know, you know, how to trick themselves into thinking they're confident.
Oh, and I so love I think, that. Yeah. No, that's gold right there, Dane.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think confidence is something that you kind of learn and you practice, not something that you just have.
Wow. Okay. So confidence is something you learn and you have to practice. It's just not something that you have. And I love that. I use this analogy for a couple other things, but it feels very appropriate here. You know, my wife and I, we have 9 kids, and the doctor, with every child, not one of them, did the doctor hand me to the child and say, wow, it looks like you have a really confident baby here, right? And so it's something that you learn, something that you develop, something that you've had to be intentional in practicing. And so you bring up that toy or that tool that you use, that strategy of the 10 seconds of confidence, and you've seen great success with that. You've just said to yourself, okay, I'm going to be confident here for the next 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But it works all the time.
And so then you've allowed yourself to go reach out to mentors that are going to help you. And I think this is important that everyone really understands. And that is that if you want to get where you truly can have that meaningful career, if you want to get to what you're saying is, I need help, then you can't do it alone. You do need to reach out and get support and strength from others.
Yeah, definitely. I think nowadays, like, everything is based on who you know, right? You see these successful people in business and whatever it is, and you're like, oh, how'd you get that job? You know, what are your qualifications? It's not necessarily what's on the resume, but it's, oh, you know, I knew so-and-so. I you know, met the boss somewhere and he liked me and he got me on. And so it's like, definitely you just need to be looking for who can help me in whatever situation.
I love that. That is awesome. Okay. So then let me ask you this. What's your next great fear that right behind your career, understanding what you can do professionally, what's another fear that you have?
Yeah, I think, professionally is a big one. And the next one is, you know, starting a family, marriage specifically. I think, it's crazy seeing people, you know, 18, 19, 20, they're married already. And I'm like 20 and I feel like I'm not ready for that at all. And so it's just, you know, kind of crazy. I don't know kind of where to even start with that one. But just like feeling ready for marriage and then starting a family.
Okay. So feeling ready for marriage. Okay. So, and I don't, by the way, I've been married almost or 28 years or so, right around there, but it might be 29, but I think it's 28 and it'll be 29 this upcoming year. But the point is this, I don't think you ever totally feel prepared for marriage, but it's obviously it's a massive commitment, right? Even bigger than choosing your career because, you know, you can switch your career, but the goal is to not have to switch that spouse. So the question then becomes how do you then start going down this path? You have this goal of marriage one day, but you have all this fear in your mind around marriage, right? So what are some of those fears that you have? Now, let me go back real quick. You just said you're scared of picking the wrong career. Would the same fear be afraid of picking the wrong wife?
I think so. Kind of like you said, you know, the goal is to stick to one. But yeah, I think us as humans, we're just scared of failure, right? And people, they just want to do everything that they can to lead them to success. And so that's, you know, similar in your career, your family life, your social life, everything. You don't want to fail because it's embarrassing.
Okay. So, yeah. So you don't want to fail in picking the wrong spouse, right? Yeah. But so how does that, how is that, occupying your mind right now? I mean, like, so you're saying, okay, I don't want to pick the wrong spouse, but obviously you're dating and you know, see those characteristics of someone that you want to be with and maybe some of those characteristics that you'd rather not live with.
Yeah. I don't know. I really think it goes back to, you know, just when you're talking with everyone, right? You see people at the store, you see people at church, you see people wherever you are. And, you know, all the time we're kind of making these little like judgments in our head, even if we don't notice it, but of like, oh, you know, I like what that person does, or, oh, you know, I don't like what that person does, or, oh, that person looks really great, or, oh, that person looks like they have an interesting story, right? Something like that. And, you know, it goes really well along with your career, right? Like, I need to talk to this person to see who they can get me in life, but then also in dating and social life, who can I talk to that will, you know, get me in with the right people? And so I think, you know, really it's kind of hard to say, you know, I'm going to do this thing to make sure that I'm going to marry, you know, the perfect person, which of course there doesn't exist.
Right.
But you know, you just have to keep at it, just like anything.
Well, and Dane, there's something that, you know, my parents, well, let me back up real quickly and say that your generation, okay, Generation Z, they're putting off marriage more so than my generation did, right? So that marriage age is getting older and older. So clearly people are sharing that similar fear that you have, you know, of, you know, getting married, or maybe they just want to do a few things differently before they get married. I don't know what exactly it is, by no means am I a marriage counselor or any working with couples, but I know for me, the greatest, you know, if someone would say, Chad, what is the most important thing for you when picking your eternal companion? Obviously Cassie, she's my world. But if I were to distill it down to one thing, Cassie helps me become the absolute best version of myself, right? And so when I'm around Cassie, I'm a better person. I'm happier. I'm more optimistic. Life is better when I'm around Cassie. And so for someone who's thinking to themselves, I don't know if I can do marriage. Well, there are people out there that can absolutely make you the best version of yourself. So when it comes to approaching this fear of marriage, people often think about marriage is this scary thing that it's going to actually pull you back. You're not going to have as much freedom, right? You're not going to have, life isn't going to be more as fun, all of the above. For me, marriage turned my life from black and white to color. You know, it was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I've absolutely loved being married to Cassie, but it's because of that one thing. You know, so as you're out dating and you're with those individuals, the person that makes you the best version of yourself, that's the person you want to be with forever.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've talked about this too, not necessarily in like the marriage sense, but just like everything, right? That mindset of positivity. Mm. If you go into, you know, whatever it is, especially marriage, if you're thinking, oh, you know, this is going to be great, then it will be great, right? You're going to look forward to that. If you're, you know, wake up and you're going to your job and you're saying it's going to be a great day, then you know, chances are it's going to be a good day. But also, you know, you see these negative things, right? You see, oh, I have to support a family. I can't afford to do that right now.
Right.
I don't have what it takes. You know, I don't know what it's like to be with someone 24/7 who, you know, who I just have to put up with no matter what. And I think that's a lot of times, you know, what people my age and sometimes even myself, what the thinking that we fall into, right? All of these, you know, oh no, this is going to be horrible. But, you know, we need to focus on the good things about it. We need to focus on, you know, really finding someone that will make us the best version of ourselves. So
Well, and
I like how you say that.
that, Dane, that's the reality of it. And that's what I would counsel everyone listening that's not married to really focus on the positive nature of not just marriage, but anything like you said that you're engaged with. Because a lot of people think in their minds, oh no, how am I going to provide for my family? Oh no, can I really get along with someone for the rest of my life? Oh no, oh no, oh no. We have all these things that cause us that oh no experience. But the reality is we got to flip it and be like, it's awesome. I get to be with this person all the time. I get to go on dates with this person. I get to travel with this person. I get to experience life with this person. It's awesome. When you're with someone that you care so deeply about, it just changes everything. It's so fun. And so when people are say, what's the one word that you would describe for marriage? I mean, obviously rewarding, challenging, but exciting, all those. But for me, it's just fun. I love, love, love being married to Cassie. It's just fun. And so I think fear is one of those things that are stopping so many people from experiencing how fun life can be. Now, keep in mind, Dane, I grew up in a home where my parents, I don't know if they ever got along. You know, they got divorced. It was a train wreck of a family. But the reality is, I learned from my parents what I didn't want, right? And so if you are intentional in what you want, now obviously, I'm certainly not trying to be too critical of my parents, nor am I being critical of people that have had to go through a divorce. But what I am saying is there is hope. There is always hope.
Yeah.
So, okay, Dane, okay, so choosing the right career. Choosing the right spouse. Give me a third fear that you have as you're in your 20s, approaching life. What's another fear that you have?
Okay, I guess kind of as I was thinking about like these fears, these things that I'm unsure of, it just kind of went, I guess, on that path, right? You start with your career, what you're gonna do, and then you know who you're gonna do it with. But then also, you know, along with that is children, right? You have 9 kids, which I cannot even imagine having 9 kids. But just like how can I parent children in a world that's changing so much, that's changed so much in the last 5 and 10 years?
Right. It's well,
Yeah, how
Dane,
can I be ready to do that?
it's crazy because my oldest daughter is going to be 28 years old and my youngest are going to be 15, right? So, and what's crazy is when I was raising my 20, soon to be 28 year old, you know, it was a different world. It was a different world. Like, kids didn't have cell phones like they do today. They certainly didn't have smartphones like they do today. You know, it's a totally different landscape than now raising my twin 15-year-olds and my soon-to-be 16-year-old son. And so you're right, the world is always changing. But just like anything, Dane, the most rewarding things in life are hard. True?
True, very true.
And it's not to say anything's gonna be easy. I mean, think about this for a second. My son Nick, he's a sophomore in high school, just got his driver's license. I get a phone call while I'm on a Zoom call and I see it's Nick and I hit, you know, ignore. I send him a quick message. I'm on a call and his response is, "Dad, I just wrecked my car." And I just like, "Oh no." So I immediately hung up the phone. Dane, he didn't just wreck the car. He caused a four-car pileup. He was adjusting the the song on his phone. He was adjusting it. He hit the car behind him with so much force that it hit the car behind them, which hit the car behind, and you know, and just this chain reaction that he caused. And of course, it was like, Nick, are you okay? And yes, I'm okay, Dad. And then I went there and I had to manage those emotions, right? And I was like, but I love you, Nick. I love you. The very next day, Dane, the very next day, one of my other sons called me and said, Dad, we're having a flood in the basement. I was like, what do you mean there's a flood in the basement? And he goes, the water's coming from the roof. And I'm like, so I hurry home. Dane, Nick was in the laundry room messing with some stuff. He turned on the faucet to the sink and then left and didn't notice that he had done that. And it flooded through the house. And so I'm like, okay, I love you, Nick. I love you right now. Now, the reality is those aren't easy experiences, but I love the kid. He's a fantastic kid. And so understanding that it's going to be hard, but it's so, so rewarding. So Dane, let me ask you this. How then do you manage the fear of bringing children into this world? Because by the way, the world's also getting more expensive. So how do you manage that fear?
You know, it's actually kind of funny you mentioned that. I know your insurance guy, and yesterday I saw him and he said, oh, your buddy Chad, he gave me a call. but I think that's super, you know, just applicable to our lives, right? We have all these problems and there's all these things that we deal with, but then there's people to help with it, right? And I think, you know, we go back to thinking positive, right? There's all these things we can be worrying about, right? The four cars that my kids wrecked or whatever it is and the leak. But, you know, you also, you know, you have grandkids and your kids, I've seen them play, you know, basketball and volleyball and football. And, you know, they really are great kids. And I think when I think of how I'm going to do that, how I'm going to parent children, you know, it's easy to become overwhelmed. But then I look at me and my brothers and sisters and you know, my other friends and even you and your kids. And it's like, man, like, yeah, I'm sure that was hard, but the reward from that is, you know, so much greater than the troubles, right? Oh. I think there's so many times we were going through these things and in the moment, it's like, man, this is really hard. But then we look back and we're like, man, like, I'm so grateful for that. You know, that was the good old days. It's just hard to realize that in the moment. But just really being positive, really looking forward to things and just, you know, accepting what happens and then moving on is what we got to do.
I love that. And I love that you bring up Bryce Arnett. You know, Bryce, let me back up real quickly. Bryce is my insurance guy, right? And he is one of the absolute best at it. Okay. And why is he one of the absolute best at it? Because he cares about people. But I want to really emphasize a point. It's beyond just thinking about Nick's accident, and it's beyond just Bryce's ability to be a great insurance individual. But it's this, Dane, surrounding yourself with great people. Okay. When people say, Chad, what has really been the key to your success? It has been surrounding myself with phenomenal people. And I've been blessed and fortunate to be around some of the greatest people on this earth. They're just phenomenal. And Dane, you intentionally do that same thing, surround yourself with great people. But as I think about, you know, here I am, my son gets in this pretty messy accident. Bryce Arnett's there for me, right? He's there for me. He's going to help me through it. That's just the way it goes. And so as you choose and intentionally surround yourself with good people, and that's why people, the 20 and 30 year olds that are in the academy, and they're just saying, okay, I love being a part of this because I love being associated with people that are going to help me get where I need to be. And I commend you Dane, for always looking and reaching out and trying to connect with people that can help you get where you need to be. So as we talk about these three fears that you have, and again, they're not a lot, you're isolated to you, right? Other people in their 20s and 30s have these fears, but Dane, you understand the importance of connecting with other people. You understand the importance of surrounding yourself with other people. When you surround yourself with great people, when you choose to like enroll in the academy and do these things, Dane, what happens is you're hanging out with the Bryce Arnetts of the world, right? You're hanging out with the Dane Christensens of the world, and you help each other overcome those fears. Because if you try and do it by yourself, it's just not going to work.
It's true.
And so, Dane, there's one other thing that I want you to share with this, with our audience, but we don't have time on this podcast. So you're going on a vacation, you're going on a cruise, you're hanging out on the beach, you're doing what Dane Christensen's going to do for the next few weeks. But in a few weeks, I'm going to have you come back on the show because I want you to teach something that you shared with me that it's extremely important for everybody to understand when you get back from traveling the world. Okay, sound good?
Okay, I'm interested to know what it is. So
you'll know what it is, and we'll share with our audience here when you come back. Thanks for being with us, Dane. Always great to see you. Take care. Bye now.